Here is a question that a Houston-born, first-generation Nigerian-American artist asked himself, and then others, as he has built his following through his music and his acting. What's your purpose? Jeffrey Brown went to Houston to learn more about the man who was just nominated for a Grammy in the Best New Artist category. That's for our Arts and Culture series, Canvas.
Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord. Stay focused, be consistent and disciplined. Most of all, find your purpose.
Lord, forgive me, I'll be putting in work.
It's a mantra for Tobe Wigwe, what he wants to demonstrate through his music.
I feel like it's all about making purpose popular in every aspect of the term, like living out our life, the entertainment, the music, whatever it is that we're doing is centered around making purpose popular.
Look at my black skin!
On stage at music festivals like Austin City Limits.
You can't bring in the new until you process the old.
And on screen as an actor in the acclaimed Netflix series Mo, the show created by Palestinian-American comedian Mo Ammer about his life in a multi-ethnic Texas community. As his hometown newspaper, the Houston Chronicle, put it recently, the 35-year-old Wigwe is everywhere right now. But his heart remains in Houston. And that's where we met him, at the White Oak Music Hall, rehearsing for an upcoming date in London. As it's been from the start, this is a family affair. His wife, Martika, beside him on stage, their three young children, aged 3, 2, and 1, always nearby, dancing while Daddy sings. Musicians, dancers, support team, all local, all friends.
It's the only way I know to operate, because I didn't have any foreknowledge of how else to operate in the industry. Mm-hmm. So I just utilized the resources and people that were in my actual life. It's people that I built trust with, and I just prefer it that way. It's sweeter like that to me.
The original all-consuming purpose for Wigwe?
It's intercepted.
Football.
Go Wigwe, scores, Hornet, Texas.
He was a star linebacker in high school and at the University of North Texas and had the NFL in his sights until a foot injury his senior year ended that dream.
I swear I've been broke way too long.
Instead, he developed a plan that's guided him since. His new purpose would be helping others find theirs. Seeing many young people adrift, some into drugs and violence, he started a nonprofit to work in local schools using what he called edutainment, entertainment education.
I just used a lot of the natural skill sets that I had, the charisma, not being scared to speak in public and do skits and all that type of stuff, to really try to motivate students and kids to just get on the path to figure out what their purpose is. Not you come here and we're gonna tell you what your purpose is, but just on some like really like you should start trying to figure that out early.
Wigwe is a first generation child of Nigerian immigrants. His full first name is Tobe Chukwu, which means praise God. And he credits part of his drive and motivation to that heritage, as in his description of his parents' approach to school report cards.
Let me tell you how B stands for bonehead. C is for can't you get an A? D is for dummy. F is for fools, and fools can no longer stay in this house. But A is for appreciation. Yeah. That's what you're showing when you go and get A's, because now you're showing that you appreciate my sacrifice. You appreciate all the things that I've done to make your life special.
Try Jesus. Don't try me.
Another driving force is Christian faith, heard in one of his biggest hits to date, Try Jesus.
The fact that we was 5 kids living in one room.
In fact, he first gained attention and built his audience with what he called Get Twisted Sundays, a weekly music video posted on social media with the force of a sermon, often centered on the power of black family and love. Starting from scratch, he's involved in everything, from designing the clothes, to the choreography, to the marketing.
What I landed on was, I'm just gonna market myself as myself. And I'm gonna put out.
Wait a minute, you're gonna market yourself as yourself. I mean, that sounds pretty normal, but maybe it's not in the music business?
Yeah, it's really not. You would be surprised. I've encountered in this industry a lot of people doing stuff that ain't really them. And I'm like, oh, I thought you was like this because you portray this type of character. And it's like, nah, I'm really not. No knock to anybody who does it like that. Me personally, it's just my art and my real life are like synonymous.
The music served the message, and both took off.
I said, arrest the killers of Breonna Taylor.
A short and simple track about the police killing of Breonna Taylor went viral.
Southside, we roll on choppers.
He performed a tribute to Houston on NPR's nationally renowned Tiny Desk series.
That's all we're trying to do, is to get you to understand, like, I know there's way that music is done. There's ways that life is done, but you don't have to necessarily subscribe to a way that you don't fully agree with, or a way that the world does it that makes you feel like, yo, this is the only way. You can branch out, do your own thing, stand on your own principles, stand on your own beliefs, and do what you believe in.
For now, there's more acting to come. Dobe Wigwe will make his big screen debut in the next Transformers film due next spring.
Hey, Houston, you ready?
And there's lots more music.
Look, dog, I'm
for the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Houston.
In other words, we're going to be hearing a lot more about him.